Raz, dwa, trzy, cztery, raz.
The war on the airways. Kropka. Frontline report. Kropka od nowego wiersza tekst. In, w cudzysłowie, war on the airways, Jan Nowak shares his experiences of 28 years of broadcasting to Poland through BBC and in London and later through RFI in Munich. Kropka. His book is an important contribution to history of the Cold War, dużymi literami Cold War, as seen by the man who was in the front line. Kropka. The Cold War ended in victory in the year where this book was written. Period. It will be an important voice in the forthcoming debate over the Cold War years. New para. Jan Nowak was a listener to BBC as an activist in the wartime underground movement, period. He was active in the anti-Nazi black propaganda called, w cudzysłowie, Action N, zamknę cudzysłów, kropka. Later, he served as a secret emissary, crossing enemy lines five times in his secret trips from Warsaw to Stockholm, London, and back to Warsaw, period. He started his career in broadcasting during the Warsaw Rising, when he was put in charge of the insurgents' radio, w cudzysłowie, Lightning, zamknąć cudzysłów, kropka. After the defeat of the insurrection, he was sent to London for the last time and reached Britain only few days before the Yalta experience. Kropka. He described his wartime before the Yalta conference, period. He described his wartime experiences in, w cudzysłowie, Courier from Warsaw, zamknąć cudzysłów, przecinek, selected as an alternative choice by the Book of the Month Club and as editorial choice of the best 10 books of 1982 by the New York Times. Kropka od nowego wiersza. The victory over German Reich left Poland under Soviet domination. Kropka. It made the author an exile. Or the author became an exile. Period. He was determined, however, to continue his struggle for freedom of Poland, of his country. Period. Mindful of the tragedy of the Warsaw Uprising and the river of blood spilled in vain in 5 years of the underground warfare with the Nazis, przecinek, he rejected any idea of an armed struggle against the Soviets, period. The only road to independence could have led through liberation of captive minds and the slow process of gradual changes towards greater freedom, which would take several decades, period. With this idea in his mind, he joined the Polish service of the BBC in 1948, when the communists take over in Czechoslovakia and the blockade of the Berlin triggered off the Cold War period. He had now the opportunity to study the BBC from inside and discovered its failings and weaknesses, period. 3 years later, he was put in charge of the old day program of Radio Free Europe in Munich with the assignment to build the Polish service from scratch, period. He remained at the head of the Polish broadcasting of RFE for the next 25 years until his retirement in 1976, period. In this quarter of a century, Radio Free Europe built up the large audience and exerted considerable influence on developments in Poland and other 4 countries of East Central Europe, period. RFE played a role in such in anti-communist upheavals in Poland, w nawiasie, 1956, and the Hungarian Revolution of 1956, kropka, przecinek. Prague Spring 1968 and workers' riots in the Polish coastal area in 1970, od nowego wieku. The War on the Airways, znowu w cudzysłowie, is a book of several facets and layers. New Para 1. The author describes meandering of the US policy and its various stages from the policy of liberation in early 50s until the policy of détente in 70s, kropka. He tells of he tells of conflicts and clashes between RFE and American diplomacy, period. Authors' own reminiscences are fully documented by RFE political guidances and directives, as well as declassified government documents researched at the time this book was written. Period, new para 2. Historical developments in Poland and other countries of East Central Europe and in the Soviet Union in the context of RFE policy and its efforts to influence the events. Consecutive anti-communist upheavals in East Germany, Poland, Hungary and Czechoslovakia are analyzed. W nawiasie, the Polish service of RFE took different paths in 1956 from the Hungarian editorial team. Zamknąć nawias, nowy wiersz, trzeci. Sira, zaraz, pierwszy, drugi, zaraz jest trzeci, kropka. The book presents the anatomy of people's resistance against totalitarian state and its evolution from time of Stalinist terror and amorphous society until early 50s in early 50s to growing open dissent of intellectuals and students and workers in the late 60s and the beginning of 70s. Kropka. the book shows the impact of unorganized popular pressure on governments as well as the strategy and tactics applied by Radio Free Europe to support nonviolent resistance. New para 4. The author describes the technique and the art of influencing people living under totalitarian system by shortwave radios. Period. In this respect, the war on the airwaves, zamknąć cudzysłów, will become an indispensable handbook for students of mass media and experts in broadcasting to an to audiences living under governments hostile to the United States, period. The rules of effective broadcasting are not based on theoretical analysis, but on practical experiences of radio executives who spent many years in the service of most effective ways, in search of most effective ways of attracting people and exerting influence on listeners, on radio audience. Period, new para. 5. The war on the airways describes in detail the communist efforts to combat Radio Free Europe by propaganda, jamming, diplomatic channels, and infiltration, period. The author became himself a target of covert operation and describes describes the technique of forgeries and active measures which were used against him in the last 2 years of his service for RFE. New para. The author had long ago lived long ago to see his goal achieved, period. In the epilogue, he describes his visit to Poland, liberated without violence by people who defeated the brainwashing of all by all means of propaganda and education, and remained free and independent in their minds, period. He was welcomed enthusiastically by millions of his former listeners and was invited to address the Polish Parliament, period. He was introduced there by Solidarity leader Bronisław Geremek, who paid tribute to Radio Free Europe, which, quote, made bloodless revolution possible, unquote, kropka, koniec. War on the airways, pod tym, kreska, frontline report, pod tym, synopsis, pod tym, part one, policy of liberation, dalej, jeden, chapter one, kropka, the voice of hope, listening to BBC in occupied Poland, its impact on resistance against Nazis, kropka, short outline of the history of shortwave broadcasting from Lenin until the outbreak of World War II. Soviet and Nazi monopoly of information and education. Isolation from outside influence as a precondition of brainwashing. Period. Comparison of totalitarian and democratic propaganda technique. BBC philosophy. The source of its wartime success. Chapter od nowego wiersza. Chapter 2. The BBC from inside. Perception of an editor. Period. BBC weak spots and failings in the post-war years. Period. British rejects author's suggestion for improvements. Period. Chapter 3. Title. From London to Munich. The onset of the Cold War. United States policy of containment. Opposition of Polish exiles to American ideas of armed organized assistance, organized resistance against communists. The formation of the Free Europe Committee and Radio Free Europe. American concept of Poles broadcasting to Poles. Author invited to Munich to organize all-day program, quote, Voice of Free Poland, period. Discussions with Americans. Three ingredients of success, period. Difficulties of broadcasting to Poland from the German soil. New para, chapter 4. Title, difficult parting. Comparison of British and American approach to international broadcasting, period. RIAS, all in big letters, R-I-A-S, all big letters, capital letters. W nawiasie, radio in American sector of Berlin, zamknąć nawias, as a model for RFE, period. Radio Free Europe, built in a crash program, period. British objections against using exiles by Americans. Period. British. BBC vetoes recruiting of the author by Free Europe Committee. Period. Difficult parting with the BBC. Author discovers secret funding of RFE by the CIA and is facing moral dilemma. Next, chapter 5. Voice of Free Poland. Organizing of the Polish RFE service in Munich. American basic guidelines and Polish 6 points, period. The art of influencing people by radio, period. Hasty improvisation, period. Controversy over station name, / Voice of Free Poland, period. First program on the air. Teraz cudzysłów. We are no longer exiles. Zamknąć cudzysłów. Flicker of hope and boding predictions. Period new para. Chapter 6. The beginnings. First listeners' reactions and letters. RFE restores tradition of pre-war Polish radio. Voice of Free Poland, Kreska, the substitute of a free domestic radio station, period. The content of the all-day program. The most effective way of winning the audience, period. Differences with the BBC approach. Sources of information and the coverage of domestic developments, period. Program to communists, period. Communist regime reactions and attacks, period. One day in the life of the radio, Radio Dużą Literą. Chapter 7. Ambiguous policy. Escalation of the Cold War, period. The loss of China and the outbreak of war in Korea, period. John Foster Dulles, ambiguous liberation policy, period. Dangers of false hopes, period. Tragedy of the Warsaw Uprising, remembered, period. Is the rollback of Soviets possible without the war? Znak zapytania. Special guidances on liberation. Special guidance on liberation and possibility of war, period. Eisenhower, up close, period. Liberation or self-liberation of captive nations, period. Two conflicting school of thoughts within Free Europe Committee, period. Polish concept of RFE role as opposed to Washington objectives, period. Long-term goals. Anatomy of non-organized resistance. And RFE support, period. Western radio as a social link in atomized society, period. Assessment of RFE role in time of Stalin. Chapter 8. Stalin's death and its aftermath. Stalin's death, period. The beginning of the end. Young army defectors and how they were presented to the audience, period. Authors opposition, author opposes encouragement of future escapes, of further escapes. RFE informs about the power struggle in the Kremlin, period. Beria's downfall. Riots in Pilsen and Berlin, period. The role of RIAS in spreading workers' revolt, period. False news from Poland, period. East Germany. A success and failure of the policy of liberation. Author is in opposition of encouragement for attempts of self-liberation, period. Polish outbreak, Polish Polish outline of the alternative policy and its long-term objectives, period. The clash at the top level in Washington, period. Long-term approved long-term approach prevails. New para. Chapter 9. RFE and the Germans. Conflict with Germans over RFE coverage of territorial issue and post-war expulsion of Germans from Poland. From Poland and Czechoslovakia. Threat of RFE eviction from Germany. RFE Poles facing dilemma of losing their audiences or risking a conflict with Germans, with German hosts, period. Communist propaganda taking advantage of the location of the Voice from pre-Poland in Munich, period. Allegation of German control over the Polish programs, period. Struggle with American management over the right of expressing Polish views on the border issue, period. Poles and Americans in search of a compromise. Chapter 10. The revelations of Józef Światło. Defection of Józef Światło, top official of the Polish political police, period. Struggle for access to defector, period. Światło reveals crimes and abuses of the Stalinist leadership in Poland, period. Devastating impact of Światło's accusations on the Communist Party, period. First secretary of the party, comma, Bolesław Bierut, comma, as the main target, period. State and party secrets revealed, period. Bierut in search of scapegoats. Earthquake in the party. Political prisoners released. Ministry of Security disbanded, comma. Reorganization and massive purge lead to relaxation of police terror and repressive policy. Bierut under attack from party activists, period. Changes in the Central Committee, period. Revisionist false story about Światło in Operation Splinter, w cudzysłowie Operation Splinter, period. Factor by British Operation Splinter Factor by British author Stuart Stevens. New Para. Chapter 11. The Balloon War. FEC balloon invasion of Czechoslovakia and Hungary, period. Leaflets under the name Voice of People, zamknąć cudzysłów, kropka. Operation Vito, w cudzysłowie, Vito. Operation Vito to Czechoslovakia and, w cudzysłowie, focus to Hungary, period. Authors objections to over dramatic nature of balloon operation. Polish regime efforts to blackout Światło programs by jamming lead to to the idea of dissemination of światło revelations by balloons. Strategy and tactic of jamming, period. Polish balloon operation, spotlight, launched with the support of the author against the opposition of the Polish exiles. Spotlight applauded by the people of Poland, period. Soviet diplomatic protests. Chapter 12. Freedom for Poles in Russia. Soviet and satellites propaganda to lure exiles from East Central Europe back home. RFE calling in response for repatriation of Poles deported and jailed in the Soviet Union, period. Poles identified and located in interviews with German, Italian and Austrian prisoners of war repatriated from the Soviet Union, period. Names and location broadcast daily in small doses over several months, period. Under pressure of RFE campaign, repatriation of Poles starts and brings back home 200,000 of deported Poles. Chapter 13. The last line of defense. The Polish church as a main bulwark against communist indoctrination, period. The regime offensive against the church, period. RFE as the main defender, period. RFE campaign against subversive Catholic organization PACs playing a role of Trojan horse, period. Strategy of defense, period. The arrest of Primate Wyszyński, period. Światło exposes progressive Catholics, in quote, progressive Catholics, something to this, from PACs, period. Victor, survival of the Polish Church, dash victory of the Polish of people. Chapter 14. The Thaw. Repercussion of Światło broadcasts open the quote Thaw in Poland. Thaw in quote. Underground boycott. No, unorganized boycott of the regime and its media generates party opposition against communist leadership, period. Volcano erupts, period. Split between, in quote, dogmatists, unquote, and, quote, liberals, unquote, in the party, publicized by RFE. RFE broadcast voices of dissent suppressed in Poland. RFE changes, change, no, Poland, period. Change of strategy, period. Thaw turns into flood, period. Severin Bialer, another defector and his story, period. Khrushchev speech becomes a catalyst of change, period. Beirut mysterious death leads to escalation of pressure for change, period. RFE dash main source of information on the inner party struggle for Beirut's succession, period. Through RFE's the sense of weakness at the center of power penetrates to masses, period. Chapter 15, Bloody Thursday. Workers' Revolt in Poznań. Period. RFE disseminates information with comments warning against the further spread of the spread of the spread of fighting. Period. RFE as the main defense of workers against accusation of imperialist plot, against defense of workers accused of imperialistic plot, period. Broadcasting of broadcasting of messages and protests from all over the world, period. Workers spontaneous attack on jamming installations as evidence of Western radio's impact, period. Escalation of strife within the party, period. Escalation of power struggle within the party, period. Split between Natolin and Pulavy factions, period. Soviet interference, period. Gomulka's return, period. Pressure from grassroots of the Communist Party for further liberalization, period. RFE in defense, not this. Chapter 16, Polish October. Correspondent of Le Monde, Philippe Ben, the main confidential source of RFE on internal party developments, period. RFE warns about preparation for coup d'etat by in quote dogmatists, unquote. Dramatic session of the Central Committee, period. Khrushchev, Mikoyan, Kaganovich and Molotov descend on Warsaw to prevent election of Gomułka as the first to the post of first party secretary, period. Poland on the verge of anti-Soviet explosion, period. RFE changes its strategy and supports Gomułka and the Polish communist leadership in their confrontation with the Soviets, period. Support from Peking and Belgrade, period. Polish people rally behind Gomułka, period. Soviet troop movement stop, period. Soviet delegation returns to Moscow, period. RFE applies brakes to prevent social explosion, period. The regime concessions, period. Prime Minister Wyszyński returned from jail, comma, jamming of Western radios abandoned to appease workers, period. Dangerous example of Hungarian uprising and its initial successes, period. RFE restraining influence. Chapter 17, Radio Free Europe and the Hungarian tragedy. Background of the revolution, period. The crucial days in Budapest, period. Hungarians and Poles take different paths, period. Voice of Free Hungary against Imre Nagy, Nagy, kropka. False accusation. No, RFE repeats false accusation, period. Americans and the Hungarian crisis, period. Insurgent radios on RFE wavelength, period. The Soviet offer rejected, period. Soviet tanks crush the uprising, period. The voice of Free Hungary after the tragedy, period. RFE, reporters in Soviet hands, period. Radio Free Europe, dash, the scapegoat, period. Autopsy of programs, period. Another American radio station, period. The impact of the Hungarian tragedy in Poland. This is the end of part one. There is part two, policy of gradual change. Now, chapter 18, Poland after its victory. Gomułka under Soviet pressure. Retreat from policy of concessions, period. Gomułka fight against, quote, revisionists, unquote, period. Their defeat brings about the mood of apathy, period. Voice of Free Poland formulates new policy, period. The changing mood in Washington, period. New para. Oh, no, the same. The aftermath of Hungarian disaster, period. Gomułka seen as Polish Tito, period. Against American censorship, period. Authors expose in Washington, period. Profile of Gomułka as seen by RFE. Against American censorship. Chapter 19. Conflict with diplomats. Gomułka turns back the clock, period. How the new class lives, dash, revelations of an insider, period. Conflict with professional diplomats, period. U.S. Ambassador Jack Beam demands closing down of RFE, period. Nixon visit in Warsaw, period. Test of RFE effectiveness, period. Vice President comes to the rescue, period. Presidential dinner at the White House, period. C.D. Jackson C.D. Jackson saves Radio Free Europe, period. Ambassador changes front, period. Instigation of the regime, period. Another defection reveals infiltration of US embassy in Warsaw, period. Retirement of Edward Simons, SYMANS, and William Donovan, period. New chapter. Chapter 20, third crisis. Conflict with the State Department over policy guidelines, period. Poles in RFE oppose new new restrictions, period. Silence imposed on the border issue, period. Suppressed memorandum of the Polish-American Congress, period. Polls at RFE polls threaten strike. Strike, period. Polish victory, period. Separation of diplomacy from the public media. Chapter 21st. The letter of 34 intellectuals. Dash, the beginnings of the new opposition, period. Party struggle with the intellectual elite. RFE plan in 7 points, period. Regime attack on RFE, period. The tightening of the screw, period. 34 intellectuals submit their petition, period. Security police reaction, period. The letter of 34 smuggled out of Poland and published by RFE. Repressive measures against signatories, period. World's reaction reported by RFE, period. The party in a retreat, period. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chapter 22, in defense of the church. RFE coverage of Primate Wyszyński's triumphal journey to Rome. The Communist Party plan of the struggle against the church, period. People fight for building of new churches, kropka. Messengers of deceit, kropka. RFE sides with Cardinal Wyszyński against Catholic intellectuals, kropka. Bishop's message to Germans, dwukropek, cudzysłowie, we forgive and ask forgiveness, zamknę cudzysłów, kropka. Regime effort to stir national feeling, national feelings against the episcopate, period. RFE in defense of the church. RFE secret, tak, period. Secret contacts with the Vatican. In the Vatican. Secret contacts in the Vatican, period. Authors meetings with Cardinal Wyszyński, period. The future pope, period. The evolution of the church, period. New chapter, chapter 22, partisans. Meeting in Rome. High regime dignitary warns of conspiracy within the party. General Mochar and his partisans. The State Department imposes restrictions, period. The Rankovic affair in Yugoslavia, period. Gomulka isolated and manipulated by partisans, period. Failed mini coup, kropka. Gomułka declares war against, w cudzysłowie, the Zionist fifth column, zamknąć cudzysłów, kropka. RFE fights anti-Semitism and purge of Jews, period. The career and profile of Mieczysław Moczar and his rise and decline. Next chapter 14, March 1968, Kreska, Students' Revolt, Rebellion of Young Marxists, period. Repressive measures and its consequences. RFE Polish staff planning Refi Polish Staff facing a dilemma, period. Adam Michnik at RFI, period. Riots at the universities, period. Students' pogroms, period. Escalation of anti-Semitic campaign, period. Poles of Jewish descent expelled from the country. Party defeat. Party defeat or victory? Znak zapytania. Następny rozdział. 25. Prague Spring. Tragic morning in August. Polish voice of RFI in solidarity with Czechs and Slovaks. RFI learns from Hungarian lesson. Free radio stations in Czechoslovakia. Period. Regime's anger at Poles in RFI. 26. Coastal riots. RFI breaks the news. Aborted information blackout of rioting cities. Broadcasting of eyewitness reports. Period. Revolutionary tide. Period. Palace revolution. New party leader Edward Gierek. Period. RFI investigates his record. Period. New party leadership draws lesson from the past. Period. Chapter 27. RFI at the peak of its influence. Audience analysis unit. Period. Fluctuating listenership. Period. Letters from Poland. Evidences of effectiveness. Period. Communist leadership. Kreska, most faithful listeners. Period. The adversary reactions and countermeasures. Period. Reintroduction of jamming. Teraz jest part third. Three covert operations. Chapter 28. Bezpieka agent at Radio Free Europe. Period. The communist regime sees RFI as a threat to its existence. Former high-level communist official warns of, cudzysłowie, special operation being prepared against the radio. Period. The spy returned to Warsaw. Period. Andrzej Czechowicz, press conference. Period. A pawn in the inner party struggle. Period. Chapter 29. Diplomatic offensive. The Polish voice from Madrid, silenced under diplomatic pressure, period. Bonn dash the next target, period. Eviction of RFI as a condition of establishing diplomatic relations between Poland and West Germany, period. Poland Archbishop saves Radio Free Europe, period. Bonn rejects Warsaw request, period. Senator Clifford case blows up RFI connections with the RFI connections with the CIA, period. William Fulbright requests closing down of RFI and RL as relicts of the Cold War. The Prime Minister, the Prime Mover behind the scene, period. The long battle on the Capitol Hill. Fulbright attempts to block funds, period. Voices in defense of radios, period. Fulbright defeat period, Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty in the new setup period, Board of International Broadcasting as the new umbrella organization. Chapter 20, Active Measures, Forged and Stolen Letters period, Forgery in Fulbright Hands period. The senator requests firing of Jan Novak period. Bezpieka enjoys its success period. The Polish government helps Fulbright. The Polish communist government helps Fulbright. American Poles as a target of active measures. Bureau 11 ADP in action period. The art of forgeries, of forgery period. Technique of period. Author gets a warning from Warsaw period. Personal attacks in the past period. Dirty game of slanders period. Personal enemies as unwitting tools period. Forgeries exposed by experts. Simon Wiesenthal affair, another technique of disinformation. In chapter 31, Black Year, Detente Politics. To powinno być Detente Politics on its dual track period. Metternich Kissinger and Sonnenfeld doctrine period. The slow dismantling of radios. Merging of Radio Free Europe with Radio Liberty period. Staff reduction. Morale destroyed. Another conflict with diplomats. Staff reduction once again period. Resignation and farewell. Period. Continuous dismantling of radios. Continuing dismantling of radios period. Testimony of Thomas Barthelemy in the Congress period. RFI and RRL dash a hindrance to Kissinger's to Kissinger's policy period. The worst did not happen period. New and then annex RFI and CIA. The beginnings of Radio Free Europe period. CIA as a clandestine source of funds period. Alan Dulles as a founding father of RFI and RL period. CIA bureaucracy bypassed period. Two school of thoughts within the CIA period. CIA as a buffer between the State Department and RFI period. Just a minute. Nature of relationship between CIA and RFI and its evolution period. Existing mechanism period. The epilogue. Radio Free Europe objectives achieved in 1989 period. The author returns to Poland period. Enthusiastic welcome period. People pay tribute to RFI period. Solidarity leadership recognize the role of Radio Free Europe in peaceful liberation of Poland. The end. The epilogue ma iść przed aneksem. Tu jest zmiana kolejności.